I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Maher and Fallon on Trump's new or old policy proposals. Bill Maher explains how Trump thinks solar power works, and Jimmy Fallon remixes one of Trump's favorite phrases. This and more in today's Punchlines.
Right on cue this week, Donald Trump has a rally in Iowa where he's bragging about bringing back coal jobs in a state where there are no coal jobs.
President Trump held a big rally in Iowa this week, but at one point, did you hear about this? He proposed an immigration rule that's already been a law since 1996. Then it got worse when Trump said that we should end prohibition and put a man on the moon. And you go, no, these are all, Mr. President, these have all been done.
He says, quote, I don't want to just hope the wind blows to light up your homes. Yes, because that's how wind power works. Your lights go on and off depending on whether the wind is blowing. It's the same with solar. The sun goes behind a cloud, your cable goes out.
You see this, the New York Times actually referred to Trump's rally as a venting session. Or as Trump calls it, Twitter Live. Get it, live streaming.
But speaking of solar, Donald Trump broke some news at the rally that the wall, you know, the wall between us and Mexico, is going to have solar panels on it. He said it was his idea, solar panels. Okay, so the wall, which is never going to be built, which Mexico is never going to be paying for, which now has imaginary solar panels on it.
Trump also reminded his supporters that he pulled the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and he used a pretty interesting phrase to make his point. Take a look at this.
You don't even talk about it anymore because that was done early, but Trans-Pacific Partnership, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You actually notice that Trump likes to say that a lot. Bye-bye. Check this out.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye. To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.